This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
5 freed Americans have flown out of Iran in a prisoner swap, say officials. And earlier this morning, an Iranian official said the U.S. would release 5 prisoners, citizens of the Islamic Republic. Iran says all of this happened after nearly $6 billion in once-frozen Iranian assets were released and moved to Qatar, a key element of the planned swap. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what the U.S. is saying about the Iranian-Americans being released.
On the U.S. side, Washington has said the planned swap includes Semek Namazi, who was detained in 2015 and later sentenced to 10 years in prison on internationally criticized spying charges, and Emad Shaghi, a venture capitalist sentenced to 10 years, and Morad Tabaz, a British-American conservationist of Iranian descent who was arrested in 2018 and also received a 10-year sentence. A US official has so far declined to identify the 4th and 5th prisoners.
Hunter Biden is suing the IRS, alleging that 2 agents who claimed interference into the case against him wrongly shared his personal tax information. 9 juveniles who escaped from a detention center in Pennsylvania last night after a riot there have been recaptured. Trooper David Bame with the Pennsylvania State Police on how they got out.
They took the keys from one of the female staff members. She took it back. They took it again from her. And then they were able to get out of the building. They got out into the yard, which is a fenced-in recreation yard. And they were able to find a location in the fence that they were able to crawl under and get out of.
But they're all back in custody now, he says. 2 adults and 2 children have been found shot dead in a suburban Chicago home. This is AP News. In New York,
a New York City daycare owner and a tenant in the building are under arrest after a 1-year-old dies from apparent opioid exposure and 3 other young children are sickened. Police say Bronx daycare owner Gray Mendez and Carlisto Acevedo Brito are facing charges including murder, assault, and criminal possession of narcotics, including fentanyl. A kilo press used to package large quantities of drugs was found, according to police, who say on Friday daycare workers could not wake the children after a nap. EMS was called, Narcan administered, but the 1-year-old died. Mayor Eric Adams.
It is a real wake-up call for individuals who have opioids or fentanyl in their homes.
An 8-month-old and a 2-year-old were revived. Another 2-year-old, who'd already been picked up by their mother, was taken to the hospital after she realized something was wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.